Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanere Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Tell your neighbor, I will call on Jesus. Or tell the person on your left, I will call on Jesus. Clap your hands for Jesus this evening.
Don't we look fantastic together? A relaxed smile. Are you glad to be in church tonight? Come on, make a noise tonight. You're excited to be here. I can't hear you. The people in the middle, I'm not feeling you. Make some noise tonight. Make some noise tonight. Listen. Listen. People pay good money to go to the stadium and they shout, "You are here for free." I said, make a noise. I see some dancing stars jumping around. You will very soon be jumping around to good news. You will very soon be jumping around to good news. Very soon be jumping around to good news. Albie Amelia, you are the service pastor.
Yes, Bishop.
So I hear it's time for the word of God. It's time for the word of God.
Yes, Bishop.
And can you tell us what to expect when it's time for the word of God?
Wow. Somebody say wow.
Tell us what to expect.
If you have never seen power before. I think when I was leading the prayer, I told you that today, if you have not seen something before, you will leave here with a blessing. Anybody who has come here tonight,
beautiful.
You will meet power. Some of you have never seen power. You don't believe in power. But today, there is power in the service. Something new is in the service.
How many of you know that whilst the message is being preached, demons leave?
Amen.
How many of you know that you can be delivered of demons as the word is being preached? How many of you know that your body can be healed as the word is being preached? Your mind can be healed. Somebody will be healed of depression.
Amen.
As the preaching comes.
Amen.
As the preaching comes. It's not pouring of oil. It's not laying on of hands. Just the preaching of the word. How do I know? Because the Bible describes the word of God as quick and powerful, sharper than any double-edged sword. My goodness.
Yes.
And tonight, I said tonight.
Yes.
Tonight.
Yes.
You are about to experience that sword.
Wow.
You're about to experience that sword. Now listen, you know, one of the reasons why people go to particular restaurants is the chef. Because who is putting the ingredients together? It matters.
Yeah.
It matters. In Q, we say that, ninsano, ninsano, ninsano. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm excited to tell you that tonight, we are about to be blessed by an extremely seasoned, anointed, experienced man of God.
Come on.
See, listen, chill. Listen, when you see somebody who people will spend money to buy a plane ticket just so that he can stand in front of them and minister to them and they will listen to him, then you know that you are looking at something rare.
Yes.
So ladies and gentlemen,
tonight,
come on. If you're as excited as I am,
yes.
I said, if you're as excited as I am,
yes.
Why don't you make a great noise tonight? You can clap your hands.
Yes.
You can jump around.
Yes.
Make some noise and let's welcome to this pulpit, Bishop Edwin Morgan. Oh, go, come on.
Yes.
Make some noise tonight. Make some noise. Let's come together.
The Lord a hand clap if you
oh,
have the joy of the Lord.
Come on.
Let's bow down our heads and pray. Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
For the blessing, the yes. privilege, the opportunity.
Oh, yes.
To be in your presence, to stand before you.
Thank you.
To be in the company of believers. Among the gathering of the saints. Where your spirit is, where your power is.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, that we are not standing in the way of sinners.
No, thank you.
We are not seated in the seat of the scornful. We are not in the company of the rebellious. Thank you, Lord, that your mercy has reached out to us.
Yes.
And your mighty blessing has given us this great opportunity. This evening we pray that you speak to us. You know, I want you to lift your two hands and ask the Lord to speak to you. Just for a few seconds.
Speak to me, Lord. Speak to us tonight.
His voice brings calmness. His voice brings guidance.
Speak to us.
He himself is light. When he speaks, the storms are calm.
To hear from you.
When he speaks,
speak to us,
you receive direction for your life.
Yes.
I want to thank God for those who are online. It's a blessing for you to fellowship with us from a distance.
Yes.
Father, we thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Speak to us, Lord.
Speak to us, Lord, tonight.
We need to hear your voice.
Oh, yes.
We need to
yes.
hear from you.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For your ever present blessing. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. You may please be seated. What a blessing to be gathered. Ask your neighbor, are you happy to be in church? I'm sharing tonight on what I began either a week ago or 2 weeks ago. On being open to the power of God. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 20. Says, for the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. I want to welcome you if you got born again recently, this year, a few months ago, a year ago. This is a very important message from God that you should know and you should hear. When you enter into any country, it's important to know the protocols of the country. No two countries are the same. Every country, every kingdom has what it takes to live there. When you enter the kingdom of God as a Christian, it's very important that you know and understand how to live in the kingdom. By the way, the one preaching to you also joined the kingdom of God about 40 years ago. About 40 years ago. 40. And you'll be there. You'll be there. And for me to be still standing here talking to you means that there is something God wants me to let you know. That is why I began to talk about the protocols of the kingdom. Now, if you are in God's kingdom, born again, you are a Christian, you are not born again, you are in the world, you received Jesus Christ, you've come to the kingdom of God, you are in church, it's important to know what the kingdom of God is about. Now, this verse is a very, very important verse that I even feel should be taught in new believer schools. Yes, because it says exactly what, you see, you can be in the kingdom of God and not know what it is about. Now, Paul is saying to the church that the kingdom of God is not in word. It's not in the things you say. I am a pastor. I am a bishop. I am born again. I am a Christian. I am this. All these are words. But rather, the kingdom of God is in power. Now, this is where you need a teacher, the help of a teacher. There is very little you can do in the kingdom of God without power. Power is what makes anything in the kingdom of God what it is and what it is supposed to be. Power. If you take power out of anything, it loses its importance in the kingdom of God. So, for instance, if you, this evening, there's a crowd here. I'm a pastor. And I'm preaching. We've had singing, worship, and so on. If the power of God is not in what is happening here this evening, then this is just a social work we are doing. It ceases. So you see, notice that there are certain words in the kingdom, like what? Church. It's a word. Priest. It's a word. You just saw a singer. An usher. Bible. Now, all these words in the kingdom can exist without power. Now, when you take power out of a singer, you cannot differentiate between a worldly singer and a church singer. When you take power out of a pastor's preaching, you cannot, then the pastor suddenly becomes a motivational speaker or a counselor or a wise man in the world speaking. What makes a pastor a church pastor is the power. Power. So Paul said the kingdom of God is not in the things you say you are or the things you say you are doing, but it is actually in power. 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 What is power? I will take you to the English, because an English word. So we need to understand. When you say power, what is it? Is it something that shocks you? Or something that turns on a light? No. What is it? What is power? power, the English word, the word power in English means the ability to produce an effect. The ability to produce an effect. An effect is a change. The ability to produce a change. So, if a pastor is a pastor, then a pastor must have the ability to produce a change in people's behavior. If a choir is singing, the choir should have the ability to produce an effect. You see, a choir can sing a song, and for 4 days, the song will be ringing in your head. Yeah. Something about the song arrested your mind. So Paul is saying that the kingdom of God is not in the things you say you are or you are doing or what you have done, but it is in your ability to produce an effect. If you say you are a born again Christian, what is the effect that word has had on your life? The kingdom of God is not in titles we give ourselves. I am a born again Christian. What does it mean? What effect has it had on you? Oh, you say, I was like this. I'm no more like this. That's why we sing the song, the things I used to do, I do them no more. The places I used to go, I go there no more. The things I used to say, I say them. A change. In fact, that's a great change. So that's it. You see right there. So that's a song about the power of God. That's a song about the power of God. Oh, Kwame, where are you going? I'm going to church. Oh, where? Makane at Otinibi Hills. For how long have you been going to that church? Oh, just the past 6 weeks. Wow, well done. Now, but what effect has the church had on you? What effect? So, this same Paul gave a warning to his son, Timothy. He was warning him about certain people he shouldn't associate with. And you know that a Christian should not associate with certain people. Yeah. Your close friends, an unbeliever, it's a fornicator, pornography actor. He acts pornography watcher. I'm sure you know that a Christian should not have fellowship with these things. Yeah. People who insult their mothers, insult their father. You should not associate with them. Now, as he was giving the list, can you believe one group that he added to fornicators, adulterers, thieves, murderers in verse 5 of 2 Timothy 3, verse 5. He said, having a form of godliness, but denying the power. That they don't associate to deny means like how Peter denied Jesus. He said, I don't know him. Wow. But we saw you and this man preaching last year. I don't know him. That's to deny. To deny means to dissociate yourself. And Paul said that there are going to be some Christians who the form is the appearance. appearance. They appear to be godly. They appear to be Christians. Like they sit in church. They have Christian friends. They go to church. They are around. But they dissociate themselves from the changes that must take place. It's like they don't associate with what must happen to a Christian. They separate themselves. To deny means to dissociate yourself. To separate yourself. I don't know you. And there are Christians, when you see them, their lives tell you that they have separated themselves. They have dissociated themselves from the changes we expect to see in a Christian. They separate themselves. I go to Lighthouse, but I'm still with my boyfriend. The effect is not there. Because if you go to Lighthouse, it must have an effect on you that you and that boyfriend must not continue sleeping together. But you are in Lighthouse and you are still living that way. It means that you have dissociated yourself. You separated yourself from the change. And Paul says, from such people, turn away. These are not my words. You can see these words are under a verse. From such people. That is, a Christian must never walk with people whose lives don't show the effect of what they are claiming to be. Separate from them. The effect. I'm a worship leader. I'm supposed to separate myself from any worship leader who stands on the stage and is saying she's leading worship, but the people are going nowhere. I mean, you lead people to the presence of God. But what you are doing, the people are there standing there, they're just looking at you. Separate yourself. If that's all you heard tonight, you could get up and go. That is, if you are serious about being a Christian. Not everybody sitting here, not everybody in this crowd is serious about being a Christian. And they are the people you must not be. See, don't only think of we smokers, DJ in a nightclub, unbeliever, fornicator. In the church, look for people who have titles that don't give any change. I mean, the person sitting by you is sitting in church. You can ask the person, has the church you are attending had any effect on you? I joined this church about 32 years ago, I joined this church. Joining the church had an effect on me. Today I'm a pastor. A change has taken place. So if you are in the church and there's no change in your life, you are still with your friends, there's even no desire in you to have a Bible. When I joined this church 32 years ago, I mean, suddenly I became interested in different translations of the Bible. I didn't know a life of even listening to messages. It wasn't part of my. I'd been born again for about 10 years before I joined this church. 9-10 years. But when I joined this church, it had an effect on me. Now, this is where I want to start teaching you. If the effect is not being seen in your life, it is not because it has not been given to you. It only means that you have denied it. You have denied it. To be sitting here, I hope you are born again. To be born again means to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. John chapter 1 verse 12 says that those who receive Jesus Christ, he gave power. The power to become the sons of God. John 1 12. You cannot become a son of God. The power, not everybody can become a son of God. That's a Christian. When Jesus Christ is being given to you, he is given to you with power. With power. So I'm going to show you. You see, turn your Bible to Matthew chapter 9. Verse number 8. Only one screen is working in the church now, so. But when there's a concert, the screen comes on. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. Men. So as you are seated there, God has given power to you. God has given power to you. God gives power. Because you can't be a Christian without power. I mean, the things that are, you know, turn your Bibles to Psalm 66. Verse 3. Very important. It says, say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works? Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves to you. A lot of things must bow to you as a Christian. Pornography must bow. Clubbing must bow. Drinking, smoking, fornicating, pornography. These are the enemies of a Christian. Now, they only bow when they encounter power in you. So if you are sitting here, for instance, and you have rather bowed to pornography, you have rather bowed to even not attending church. I don't even know how you got to come to church tonight. You can't do anything. You can't come to church. You can't read your Bible. You can't pray. You can't join a group. You can't live the life God wants you to live. It's like the things that must submit to you, you are rather submitting to them. It means that There is no power. And I'm saying to you that God gives power. You see, I'm standing here tonight preaching to you because the power God gave me to serve Him, I received it. He gave the same power to you, but you did not receive it. You didn't receive it. If you see any Christian doing anything a believer must do, those that you are not doing, just from today, understand that you have not received that power. He gives power to men. He gives power to men. God gives power to men. And my work tonight, the few minutes I have, is to show you some of the ways through which God supplies power. Some of the ways by which God gives you power. One of the ways we learned, and I mentioned it already, is number one is through Jesus Christ. Of course, John 1:12. That is how God gives power to men so that they don't continue fornicating. That is how God gives power to men so that they can be holy through Jesus. As many as received Him, to them gave He power. So when Jesus is coming, He comes to you with power. But you can receive Jesus as a bottle and pour away the power. And all you have is the form of godliness, but you have no power to do anything. How does God supply us with power? The power that enables us to confront evil spirits. Look at the world we are in. There's sin everywhere. When we were young, you had to go to a pornography website. I don't know if they still exist. I don't know whether there are still pornography websites. You don't need to go to pornography websites. Just go to Facebook. Go to Instagram. You don't need to go to something sexywoman.com. I don't know if those things exist. I will check and see. I will check. But I'm saying that you don't need to go to sexywoman.com. Just by being in Facebook, which we need to go on. Flow prayer is through Facebook. What do you call it? Church in your house is through Facebook. Flow Church, Art of Shepherding Chat Room is through Facebook. So the very thing you are using is where the pornography is. So you must have the power to be able to remove the pornography and enjoy the God you are looking for. If you don't have the power, as you are going to Flow Church, you are meeting a woman shaking a bottle, and once you stay on it for 5 seconds, they now know you like buttocks shaking. More buttocks are coming to you. Put up Matthew chapter 9 verse 8 again. They marveled. Matthew 9 verse 8. When they saw it, they marveled and glorified God who had given such power. He knows you need power. He knows. He knows as a church, we should form groups that are on Telegram, that we put messages there and we all go and listen to. our prophet has just had a camp. Arise and shine. Yes, it's on a site. We can go. But if we also had our own Telegram page, we could put there a message. Bishop Kobe has preached Telegram. But if you go to Telegram right now, there is pornography there. So Jesus knew that as a living being in the world, you are going to be even in your search for God, you are going to meet sexy women. I mean, you are a shepherd going to visit a church member. You can easily end up fornicating as you go with good intentions. So you need the power to be able to do the visitation without the additional evil Satan is also serving. That's why God gave power to men. So if you are not interested in the power, it means that, take me back to Psalm 66, all your enemies who must bow will not bow. You will rather bow. How terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies. My enemy is not that girl. My enemy is in me.
Come on.
No. That girl has done nothing. James says that if anybody falls, the person should know that it is from him. The thing is, it is in your members. There is something in you which connected to the sexiness of the girl. The girl, she was sexy already, and she's not the only sexy girl. You are going to meet a lot of sexy girls. So that doesn't mean you are going to fall 1,000 times. No, there is something in you that likes such things. How terrible are thy works? Through the greatness of thy power, the enemies, they submit. I can't tell you how much data I have on my phone. It's not necessary to tell you. It's a lot of data. You have got one Ghana 50 pesos. You are going to start kokoko and do pornography, because if you watch the pornography in the afternoon, it will take just 30 minutes. But at midnight, you can do for 4 hours. Look at you. You have no power. You have no power to come to church. You have no power to break up with a girl. You have no power to come out of bad friends. You have no power to walk with God. It is only through power. So even Luke 10:19 says that Jesus gave the people power against the power of the enemy. The enemy has got power. That's why you are fornicating, you are following boys, you are smoking, you are in gangs, you are with friends who are ungodly. I'm quite surprised that some of you are still in church. I'm surprised you made it to church, because this is the last place I expect someone like you. All your friends don't go to church. You must be interested in the power of God. You must be interested. That's why I'm showing you that if Matthew 9:8 says that God has given such power to men, then how does the power come? How do I get power not to fornicate? I've seen the girl. I like her. I want to touch her. But there must be something that prevents me. Otherwise, I'm going to go to town and touch all the girls I want to touch. Then what is the difference between you and an unbeliever? You must have power. Some of you, when you get a job, you cannot overcome the demands of the job to go to church. You can't. Anything the job demands of you, you will do it. You will never be able to go to church or attend some fasting meeting or some weekday meeting. Everything is the way. I mean, the power to say that no, I'm a Christian. No power, powerless. So anything that must overcome you, or anything that is an enemy, just overcomes you. Just overcomes you. Like somebody who is a drug addict. Give him money right now. He's going to buy drugs. He's addicted. He has no power to have money and use the money to buy KNK. Or Chibom. The money must be used to buy weed or cocaine. I can't. You are receiving power tonight. I said you are receiving power tonight. Somebody online is receiving power tonight.
Amen.
Receive power. You need power. It's not just words. Receive power through the words I'm speaking. I'm sending a word to you, and I'm saying receive power.
I receive power.
Number two. The power of God comes through Jesus Christ. Number two. The second way God gives power to you is through the Bible, through His Word. Any Christian who doesn't read the Word of God every day will be powerless. The power to fight sin, the power to come to church, the power to break away from evil, the power to walk with God, the power to live right, is power we derive from many sources. One of our main sources of power is the Word of God. So when you are there and you don't read the Bible, you have denied yourself of power. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Hebrews 4, verse 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents. But the word of God is powerful. The word of God. You are watching me. You are not interested in the word of God. You are powerless. So your enemies, anything that will be released by the devil to destroy you, will destroy you. Anything Satan will release to stop you from going to church will stop you. There is nothing you are doing that you can say, oh, I feel like doing something. But nevertheless, at thy word. You see, because the word of God has power. It has power. It has power to make you not do what you must not do. I mean, one verse of scripture can actually stop you from following friends you must not follow. It has power. You are the one not reading it. Romans chapter 1 verse 16 describes the word of God as his God's power. It says, we are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. God's power is a gospel. That is if you believe, to everyone that believes. You are sitting there. You don't have your quiet time. And you think it's fashionable, or you think there are, I mean, life has more important things to attend to. So you can easily put aside, set aside, throw away the word of God. Your enemies are coming for you. And the power God has given you to enable you to fight your enemies is the very thing you don't want to connect yourself to. You think it's fashionable that a Christian like you will not read your Bible every day? You're not interested in the word of God. How do I know you are not interested? Because even the Bible you are using, you don't even understand the English words. Someone like you should not be reading King James Version if you are really interested. You see, you know people are doing something just for the form of it. When, I mean, it doesn't even occur to them that what they are doing doesn't yield any effect. Then you know that the person is into forms. Oh, I'm reading my Bible so that when my shepherd, when my basenta leader, when my reverend asks me whether I had my quiet time, I will say I had my quiet time. And so that I will not lie. So you are having your quiet time because of your reverend, because of your pastor, but not because you are looking for power against the thing that is coming for you. It's coming for you. It is coming for you. And it will get you. And it will subdue you. To subdue you. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Because it's the power of God. That is the power. So when you see that he gave power to men, this is how the power comes. You see, another way, number three, another way the power comes is through the preaching. See, when I say the word of God, it also includes preaching, of course, is the word. But I want to single it out. I want the first one, the word of God, to be your quiet time, your reading of the Bible yourself, having New American Standard Version, New Living Translation, having daily power, daily guide, reading your Bible, having your quiet time. That is what I mean by the word of God. I am not ashamed of the gospel. Hebrews 4:12. The word of God is quick and powerful. Look at you. Look at you. You think we all don't need money? I need money. And I have got enough money to put at least 200 Ghana aside a month for betting. Yeah. Yes, so that in case I don't even win anything, at least it won't affect my lifestyle. And if I win, then I'm getting more money. You don't have money. The little money you have, there's no power in you to resist the urge to gamble. Through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit. I want to say that this service you are sitting in right now, there's power here. No, don't clap. There's power here. from this service, even somebody online, from this service, if I end now, somebody is leaving the service with a passion and a drive to start reading his Bible every day. If you don't read it, it means that you denied the power part. You denied it. Now I'm talking about the preaching. It's also another category. I'm talking about, go back to Matthew 9 verse 8. They marveled and glorified God, which had given such power. Ask yourself, how is the person sitting by you able to resist the man? And you can't resist men, and you think that you are more beautiful than that girl. You have no idea your level of ugliness. It is makeup that makes you look like a normal human being. You are not beautiful at all. You are only full of evil spirits. Which have given such power. Men like you not because you are a beautiful girl. You are full of demons. How does God give such power? How? Why don't I have the Aviator app on my phone? Why do you have Aviator app on your phone and I don't have? When I have more money than you. You are powerless. Any girl who tickles your waist, you must hand her down. Any man who says, I love, once he says, I love you, it means that remove your panties and lie down. That means I love you. Look at you. You cannot sustain coming to church regularly for 3 months nonstop. You can't. Powerless. That's why I'm teaching you how the power to become the sons of God comes to you. How does the power come? It comes through Jesus. It comes through the word of God. And number three, through, like as I'm preaching now, power is coming to you. You must be interested in preaching. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18. Turn your Bibles. It says, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Preaching to people who are not born again is foolishness. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 8. It's foolishness. Preaching. You mean you went to church. You traveled from Amasaman to Oyibi to listen to preaching. You must be a fool. Yes. Anybody who sees preaching as nonsense is not born again. And it is truly nonsense if you are not born again. A pastor says, receive it. Receive what? If I have the key and I say receive the key, then I receive the key. I stand here and say, receive it. What am I receiving? And grown-ups who have been to school will be shouting, I receive it. Such stupidity. I don't blame you. That's why I don't read the opinions of unbelievers on social media. Anybody I know whose mind has been poisoned, I don't spend my time. I don't spend my time. I don't spend my time. It's just nonsense. And it's true that the people who are not born again, the people who are perishing, it's foolishness. One of the ways you know somebody is perishing is watch the person's reaction to the word of God, the preaching. Just watch. Don't say anything. Just observe the person's reaction to preaching. You know, this one is not perishing. This is perishing. But to those of us who are saved, born again, the preaching. Ha ba 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 ba. Kaya da ba zata ba ba ba. The preaching. I said the preaching of the word of God is the power. Is the power. Is the power. Is the power. So anybody who doesn't listen to the preaching of the word of God has cut off power. Because the psalmist said, God has spoken once and twice I have heard that power. So there is power in hearing. When God says something once, you must hear it 10 times. And the more you hear, the more power. God has spoken once. Twice I have heard this thing God has said. And I now know that power belongs to God. The messages I've been soaking today. I'm not surprised that I'm preaching the way I'm preaching. What have you been listening to today? Have you listened to any message today? Yes. Don't be surprised. There's no magic. There's no magic. When you look at yourself and you see that you are slowly becoming just what is left of you is the form and the titles and the rituals. Understand? And that's why I'm showing you that if God gives power to men, how does the power come? One way the power comes is through preaching. Anybody who is not interested in preaching messages has robbed himself of power that he needs to make his enemies submit to him. You are out. You've made it fashionable to be a Christian like you who doesn't listen to messages. It's fashionable. It's like it's normal. Let me tell you, you will never create a new culture than the culture of the word of God. You are only framing yourself up to perish. This was written 4,000-5,000 years ago. That when God speaks once, like I'm speaking tonight, it's one message. You must hear it twice. And twice means multiple times. I'm sure today you're understanding why you have no power to resist devils. It's clear to you. Yeah. There's no magic. There's no magic. that a boy tells you he loves you, then suddenly all your juices are draining from your body. Just, I love you. I'm explaining to you. You are powerless. Somebody sent me a text today. It's my phone here. Yes. A girl, I think she's a bus center leader. Yes. Is that Bishop? Look what a sheep sent me. That is her bus center member. In fact, she says, he's not directly my sheep. But because he wasn't well, he always called me when he needed something. Now he's trying to behave funny. And then she sent a snapshot of what this sheep sent the shepherd. The guy said, sweetheart, I miss you. Just this evening. Just this evening. Sweetheart, I miss you. If you were the girl that boy with whatever said, sweetheart, I miss you, you wouldn't have come to church. You say, come home. Maybe I should stop preaching. You're not interested, you know. But then why are you disturbing the preaching? Listen to her response. Her response is that, I am not your sweetheart. I am your pastor. Take note of that. Full stop. Beautiful. And the boy's response was, okay, I hear. Even I hear, I hear, H-E-R-E. A boy who can't even spell I hear. You are going to donate your breast to a boy who can't spell here. I'm preaching. I am not your sweetheart. I am your pastor. Take note of that. Say power. Power. And I'm not surprised. I know her. She's a soaker of messages. So nonsense, she's so hot that flies can't settle on her. But you, anyone's my pobi. Take note of that. I'm not your sweeter. I am your pastor. Can you say that to a man chasing you? Can you say that to your boss coming after you? When your letter of promotion is on his desk, can you resist it? You're not interested in listening to messages. You're not interested. It's like podcast is for some people with evil spirits chasing them. But you are okay. You are going to meet something in life. You will not believe that you are the one. You will look at yourself and you can't recognize yourself. You will meet something soon. You think life is a nice dress with hair and earrings. Hold on. Kaduna Maka. It's called the non-linearity of life. There's nothing straight in life. Nothing is straight. Nothing is straight. The distance between you and that thing you are looking for is not what you have measured. I'm not interested. You won't go to Dagiwad Mills and podcast, get messages. You're not interested. The pastor preaches. Recently, the gentleman who does the, who has the, the podcast, her hard drive, his hard drive crashed. All the messages I've preached for 2 years or so, he lost everything. As he was about to crash, he remembered, no, there's a brother who comes to collect the message every single time Bishop Ogo preaches. He called him that, look at what has happened to me. So, oh, I have everything. Just bring your hard drive. Yeah. I have everything. And he has the effects. You see the effects. If the hard drive crashes, can we come to you for anything? Today I came to talk to you. To be very careful. To be very careful. The kingdom of God is not in word. I mean, Makane, Bishop Kobe is my pastor. I'm reverend this. I go here. I do this. I'm part of this team. I'm part of the outreach team. I'm a prayer warrior. No. Anytime somebody asks, just say, this is word. Where is the power in what? Show me the effect. What has happened to you? What effect has this title you are wielding produced? What effect has it produced for the kingdom of God? Next week, God willing, I've got 4 more to give you. Till then, stand to your feet and let's go home. Hello, don't allow any evil spirit to deceive you that not having your quiet time is cool. It's not cool. You'll be hot soon. You'll be very hot soon. Malachi said there'll be a difference. There, he said there will be a difference. You don't have a Bible. You don't read your Bible. You don't read your Bible every day. You don't listen to messages. You meet something in life. Meet something in life. Lift your hands.
Oh, Jesus.
And pray power. As we close ourselves.
Lord, I receive power tonight.
Pray for yourself. Tonight, I tell you about the power. Look for power. Your colleagues
I receive power
are going to shrines for power.
Power.
That's why I'm also teaching you how you also get power.
Power to read your word. Power to listen.
Your friends in the classroom, they are wearing beads from shrines. If you are not going to those places, then better arm yourself with power, because your enemies must submit to you. Otherwise, you will submit to your enemies. Lift your hands and pray. Studies.
Power.
Studies.
Power.
Shadula ba.
Oh Lord, tonight I receive power.
Something is coming your way.
I receive power tonight.
Lito masina mama.
Mashopala davados.
Rababa. Something will chase you out of your marital home. Something will chase you out of your church. Something will remove you from the office. You have no idea, Satan. He doesn't have mild intentions for you. Satan doesn't have mild intentions.
Power to overcome.
Satan doesn't have moderate intentions. He steals. He kills. He kills. He destroys. When he destroys, he makes the city a wilderness. Satan, you don't know him. That's why I'm showing you how the power comes.
Oh God, I receive power. Power to stop you, oh God. My enemy's power to stop you.
Kaduna masataba.
Lepa shalaba. Rekadaba.
Shosema noha. Kure basunima.
Mantelebosha.
Shani kapaha.
I will receive your power from oh God.
Yes.
I receive power. Power to overcome.
Lift your hands and pray.
Power to subdue.
I said they are coming for you.
Work.
They are coming for your husband. They are coming for your son. They are coming for your mind. Your mind. They are coming for your wife. Your car. Satan, you don't know what you are dealing with. That's why God, he gives us power against all the power of the enemy.
Maduna Masata.
You think, sit down and think it's a joke. Sit down and think we are joking.
Tonight, I receive power.
Ayatuna Masata.
Of the enemy.
Tonight. Thank you. Is that you will go? And when you return, you yourself will know that there are differences. You'll be there. Look at my face again. You can't see me because you are standing. Let me come up. The plans the devil has for you are not mild plans. Next week, I'm going to, is it, we've done three. Next week, doing 4, 5, 6, 7. How God gives power. I'm saying that your friends, they are in shrines. They've got creams. They are wearing beads. They are using powder. They are drinking things. They are hanging things in their rooms. But Joshua said,
hey,
choose you this day.
Yeah.
Today you must choose which power you want to go for. But as for me, Edwin, Morgan Ogo,
hey,
and my house,
hey,
we are clearing our minds.
Come on.
Yeah. But I'm saying that the day Satan gets you, he will not cheat you the way you are pretending to be. That you don't understand English. He doesn't care whether you understand English or not. When he's destroying you, he destroys you. Nothing can stop his power. A degree cannot stop him.
No.
Education cannot stop him.
No.
Good manners cannot stop him.
No.
The only language he understands is power.
Power! Come on.
Supernatural power. You'll be there. And think that a Christian who has been in church all these years, you don't listen to messages, you think it's normal, you are going to meet something. By the time it is over with you, you won't even have a reason to live. You don't understand. Because you've not seen anything in life. Me, I've seen some things. I'm not 90 years. I've seen some things. I know that Satan, if he gets me, he will not, you see, normally even when we eat, we leave bones. But there's a lady who ate a prancer with crabs. She ate everything. The shell of the crab, she ate, the plate was white. That's how Satan, you are the one who leaves bones. Oh. Satan doesn't understand that I'm leaving some. He clears your life of every dignity. He's coming for you. Psalm 66. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy ways.
through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies. You think God is afraid of his enemies? It's your enemies. The things that have been arranged in your ancestry, in your background, in your bloodline, as you think that it is fashionable to be there without listening to a message, as you are in the toilet, there's no message, button, no message. I mean, the last time you listened to a message was when you were subjected to a 30-minute message at a nice school, but on your own, never. Well, lie, never. You wait and see what is coming your way. By the time Satan finishes with you, he will know that, oh, she's pregnant and he is a baby. No. Some people went to kill some people recently somewhere. I don't want to mention names. There's nothing like this, a baby. Just yesterday or this morning, I saw they've gone to find the bodies of babies in some place. If you are a pregnant woman, they take a knife and slash your stomach. When the baby comes out, they cut the head of the baby. If you are a child, they remove your head. You think it is fashionable to be carnal, to be worldly. I mean, it's nice to be on the devil's side. You won't be on God's side. You pay for it. You pay for it. Paul said in Romans 8 and verse 6, to be carnally minded is death. You pay. Something will die if you yourself don't die. There's a high price. When we were in school, in the toilet, secondary school, they would write in the toilet a lot of nonsense. But one of the things I remember they wrote was that if you think education is expensive, try ignorance. And I would say, if you think spirituality is difficult or expensive, try carnality. Yes, try carnality. Lift your hands and ask for mercy.
Oh, mercy, Lord. Tonight we ask for mercy. Oh, Lord, have mercy on us tonight. And heal us, oh Lord.
Ask for mercy.
Mercy, oh God. Mercy.
Kekula.
Have mercy on us.
Kekula.
And bring healing to us.
Kadiabosa. Online, pray. Your life depends on it. I don't know who even brought you online.
Tonight we ask for mercy.
But God is speaking to you.
Yes. Mercy, Lord.
Shotika. Mercy.
Have mercy. Oh, yes, Lord.
Mercy.
Have mercy.
Sudibahata. It's not fashionable to be carnal. It's only because you've not seen something. Malakataba. Through the greatness of thy power,
come on.
Enemy submits. When Satan comes to you, he mustn't come to meet a beautiful girl with a nice hairstyle. He must come to meet power. Every head bowed.
Yes, Lord.
You want to say, Pastor, please pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. I want to be born again. The message I've heard tonight, Pastor, I don't want to continue this nonsense. Pastor, please pray for me. I want to surrender to Jesus. I want to be born again. I want to give my life to Christ. If you are here like that and you want to surrender to Jesus Christ, just lift up your right hand right now. Lift your right hand. I'm going to pray for you now. Yes. Today is your day of salvation. It's called salvation. Yes, lift your hand high. Say, Pastor, pray for me.
Yes. I want to get it right. I'm not joking, Pastor. I want Jesus. Lead me to Jesus, Pastor. I will lead you. Is that a prayer? I will lead you to Jesus. I see your hand. I see your hand. I see another hand. I see. But I tell you, if you were the only one on earth, Jesus would still have come to die. Lift your hand high. High above your head. Pastor, pray for me. I want to be born again. And if your hand is up, if your hand is up, I see your hand. I see your hand. I want you to come down. Leave your seat and come. There's an encounter waiting for you. Come. Come. Don't stand there. Come. 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 God bless you. Come. God bless you, my dear. Come. 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 God bless. Clap your hands for them. God bless you, sir. Come. Join. God bless you, my dear. Come. I mean, how can Jesus harm you? How can Jesus harm you? He can only be good to you. Billy Graham said, after preaching for over 70 years or 60 years, I don't know the name of it, he has never met any man who gave his life to Christ and regretted. You can't. It's been 40 years. I'm standing here. 40 years. I will do it again and again and again and again and again and again. And again, and again. Lift your hands. Lift your hands above your head and say, Lord.
Lord.
Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I surrender.
I surrender.
I surrender.
I surrender.
I bow.
I bow.
I submit myself.
I submit myself.
To you.
To you.
I am dirty.
I am dirty.
I've done many bad things.
I've done many bad things.
I have lived my own life.
I have lived my own life.
I have joked.
I have joked.
With every opportunity.
With every opportunity.
You have given me in life.
You have given me in life.
Today.
Today.
I turn around.
I turn around.
I turn around.
I turn around.
And I receive you.
And I receive you.
As my Father.
As my Father.
And also.
And also.
Your son Jesus.
Your son Jesus.
As my Savior.
As my Savior.
Oh God.
Oh God.
I am dirty.
I am dirty.
I am sinful.
I am sinful.
Please wash me.
Please wash me.
Wash my sins.
Wash my sins.
With the blood of Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus.
Make me clean.
Make me clean.
Make me pure.
Make me pure.
Make me brand new.
Make me brand new.
Today I declare.
Today I declare.
That I am born again.
That I am born again.
I'm a child of God.
I'm a child of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I am not going back.
I am not going back.
To the world.
To the world.
Say, Satan.
Satan.
Satan, listen to me.
Satan, listen to me.
I won't follow you again.
I will not follow you again.
I've met Jesus.
I've met Jesus.
He's now my master.
He's now my master.
I'm going to walk with him.
I'm going to walk with him.
I'm going to love him.
I'm going to love him.
I'm going to stay with him.
I'm going to stay with him.
I'm going to establish myself.
I'm going to establish myself.
And I'm going to serve him.
And I'm going to serve him.
Today.
Today.
I'm a child of God.
I'm a child of
God. I am born again.
I am born again.
About to start.
About to start.
A brand new life.
A brand new life.
What a beautiful life.
What a beautiful life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For my salvation.
For my salvation.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Come,
hallelujah.
Come. Come. Don't go. I want some pastors to help you. They will visit you. They will pray for you. Any prayer topic you have, tell them. They will pray. They will assist you. They will care for you like a mother cares for a baby. Till you are also mature to also take care of somebody else. So you see them there. There are more of them. These are just two. I want you to please go to them right now. Go to them right now. Thank you. And anything they tell you, just do it. They can only be good to you. God sent them into your life. Please clap your hands and let's welcome our pastor. Keep clapping your hands.
Come on, let your hands clap proper. Clap your hands properly.
all the way at the back. Clap your hands properly. Wow, what a message. What a message. I just love the verses that we have heard tonight.
What a blessing. So much.
This is it. This is it. This is it. This is the reason for all the nonsense in the church. This is why unbelievers don't respect us. I never met an unbeliever who failed to respect a Christian who is a proper Christian. I never met one. Yeah. Never met one. Never met one. A Christian who, one day they put me on my class platform page. As soon as I came on, somebody said, Chale, now Bishop is here, so we can't be posting certain things. Yeah? Can't be posting. I never met an unbeliever who didn't respect a Christian who is proper. The problem is Christians who have no power, a form of godliness, denying the power thereof. Yeah. We are worse than unbelievers. Yeah. We rather drive people away from the church. Listen, I don't know if you realize that by hearing these messages, your judgment will be wild. Oh, yes. It would have been better that you didn't hear it. But now you have heard it. I'm telling you. This week, if you don't find a message to listen to, know that you are looking for trouble. I'm telling you. I want you to clap your hands again. Bishop, thank you. God bless you. I can't even find the words. The words. And you know, I was caught between taking in the message and taking notes. But eventually the notes lost out. Because that one, I will listen to the message again, so I'll make my notes. But I wasn't sure which one to be doing. Oh, yes. Beautiful message. This is it. If you can get this thing correct in your Christian life, all other problems are dead. That you can become spiritual. The power of God is at work in your life. There's nothing that will move you or shake you. Yeah. Take out your communion tonight. Through the communion, we remember Jesus Christ. His sacrifice on the cross. The power. The first source of power is Jesus Christ himself. Today's Christians run away from Jesus Christ. That's why you can have a gospel musician who has played an album. There's no Jesus in the album. Wow, power album, track 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's no Jesus Christ in the album. This is a gospel singer. Oh, yeah. No power. And it makes us unattractive. It makes us ugly. But tonight, listen, Satan did not calculate that you'll be in this church service. And he didn't calculate that you hear such a message in this church service. I'm telling you that tonight, you are receiving power.
Amen.
Power. Yeah, power. You're going to be a different type of Christian.
Yes.
The word that has been preached, it is quick and it is powerful. That is, it has the ability to cause a change in your life, to cause an effect. You watch, Monday when you wake up, you see that suddenly you don't like the worldly music anymore. Yeah. Suddenly, you are looking for that first love music that they have been talking about. Where is it? Where can I get some? Suddenly, lift up your bread. This is the body of Jesus Christ.
This is the body of
As you eat this body, you are receiving power.
Amen.
Power is being transmitted from the cross of Calvary
Jesus
directly into your life.
Amen.
Power.
Amen.
Power. Yeah.
even to have the appetite for the word of God. Power.
Jesus.
You need power. The body of Jesus Christ.
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 Eat it. Now lift up your cup. The blood. The blood that carries power. Enough power to erase sins. To erase sins. To wipe out. The blood that was shed on the cross carried enough power for all the sins that you ever commit in your life. Think about it. The blood of Jesus Christ. The
blood of Jesus Christ.
Drink it. Now lift up your two hands.
Oh, yes.
God is giving you power.
Jesus.
I said tonight, God is giving you power.
Amen.
God is giving some of you new appetites.
Oh, yes.
New appetites.
Jesus.
New appetites.
Oh, I receive.
You know, this week, I was talking to a lady, and she said that she has never listened to a Kenneth Hagin message before. And she said this week, for some reason, either she encountered it on the radio or it was on her phone, something. Then she made a comment to me, said, now I understand why Prophet talks about Kenneth Hagin so much. I said, as I listened to the message, it was just sweet. I didn't want to stop. I just wanted to continue listening and listening and listening and listening and listening and listening. Somebody is receiving such an appetite here tonight.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Yeah. You are acquiring an appetite for messages.
Amen.
Message. When you listen to a message, it will be like you have eaten a tasty lunch.
Oh,
a tasty
see.
Lunch.
I
yes.
See.
The word will be sweet to you.
I receive.
When you open your Bible, you get excited. Somebody is beginning to receive visitations in your quiet time. When you sit down to do your quiet time, as you feel a presence, you can't explain the presence. You feel a presence, and suddenly you get meanings from the verses that you didn't know before. Receive that power in the name of Jesus. Receive such appetites in the name of Jesus. Receive such appetites. Receive such appetites.
Receive
such appetites.
Receive,
receive appetites for preaching. Receive appetites for reading the word of God.
Oh yes.
Reading the word of God. You will be into versions and commentaries. Father, we thank you tonight for your power that is flowing to our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Clap your hands for Jesus, and you may be seated.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makinere Cathedral near Valley View University, OUB, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.